Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here. Happy Friday. Today we are going to be talking about a leaked recording of a Tesla executive presentation to employees at Giga Nevada. There are really interesting details in here on production rates for both automotive and energy, so we'll talk about that. Then we also have a really interesting filing from Tesla, an application for a lithium refining project in Texas. Some interesting details in that as well, and a couple other items too. First things first here, Tesla stock on the day. Nice day, up 3.6%. A nice little run here through the latter half of this week. Almost closing that $300 per share, of course, options market activity probably influencing that a little bit today at close, as it tends to do on Fridays. But we did see Tesla again outperforming the NASDAQ, which was up 2.1%. And if I pull up the week view here, we can see that NASDAQ up 2.5% this week, Tesla up 6.2%, so outperforming on the 5-day, outperforming on the month as well. NASDAQ's been down 6%, Tesla up 2%. So although sometimes it doesn't feel like it, Tesla is showing a lot of relative strength given the absence of any Tesla-related trading. In a normal period like this, I would say you'd expect Tesla to be down 10% or so. So to see it up 2% over the last month is very encouraging. All right, couple things for next week just to keep an eye on. We will have the core, the consumer price index, core and regular, of course, coming out on Tuesday morning, and then we'll have the producer price index coming on Wednesday. Just a couple of notes for next week too. I am actually going to be off on Monday. As I mentioned before, my brother is getting married. That is happening this Sunday, so super excited about that, but we'll be traveling back on Monday, so won't be able to do an episode there as we head into that CPI report on Tuesday morning. So we'll be back Tuesday to cover that and everything else that goes on this weekend. All right, let's get into this recording of this meeting. So this was an executive meeting. Tesla executives are presenting to employees at Giga Nevada. Unfortunately, somebody recorded it and shared it with CNBC. Not always great to see that, but we'll take the insight where we can get it, I suppose. So there's a lot in here. As you can see, this is a long article. I've got a lot of highlighting in here. I figured it would be a little bit easier if I just separated this out into a more simple page of notes here. So we're going to go through these. I tried to reference anything verbatim from the article that needed to be, but the gist of it was that the executive said that in second quarter, Fremont produced 134,000 vehicles. My estimate, if you've been following those videos where we've gone through those at all, was 133,000 from Fremont. So very close. That is good news for Fremont in terms of my forecast for what it had been. Bad news though for Berlin and Austin, because of course we already knew the total. We already knew Shanghai. So that means any extra from Fremont means fewer vehicles from Berlin and Austin. So if this number is accurate, you know, it's a ballpark figure, but if accurate, that means Berlin and Austin produced about 9,300 vehicles in Q2 previously. I had about a 10,500 in there. So, you know, of the two, I'd probably rather it come from Berlin and Austin, but definitely good news there for Fremont. As for current production rate, the executive mentioned that Tesla is now able to make about 12,000 cars per week at Fremont. Now, if we extrapolate that over the entirety of a quarter, that would be 155,000 units. However, that doesn't account for downtime. Of course, we need to consider that. Usually, you consider about 12 production weeks in a quarter. So maybe you're at like 144,000, 142,000, somewhere in that ballpark, depending on what true downtime ends up being. Of course, it can be a range. There can be supply chain challenges too. This could be a peak rate that maybe isn't sustainable over the course of multiple weeks in a row. Maybe they hit 12,000 once and normally it's 11,000. All these things can factor in, but it is good to see that Tesla's been, you know, making progress here. And it sounds like they're aiming to get that up to 14,000 cars per week as their next goal. Unfortunately, we can't learn a whole lot from that because it doesn't give us a time period on that 14,000 target. So kind of TBD on that, but that would get us close to, we would get Tesla close to 750,000 per year at that rate. Again, considering those same comments on downtime. So hopefully we'll see some pretty substantial progress here from Fremont. Again, since we can't know the downtime, it's tough to say how much, but with this information, I'll probably be slightly increasing my forecast from Fremont for this quarter. I think 140,000 plus would be achievable based on this information. Berlin and Texas, the executive acknowledged that Berlin recently hit 1,000 cars in a rolling 7-day period. Texas also hit 1,000 cars per week production rate. So it's tough to say. We don't have the exact comments from the CNBC article, or we have the CNBC article, but they did not share the exact verbatim comment from the executive, so we can't know exactly the context there. But even though these might seem like kind of throwaway comments, I think what this tells us is that neither factory has probably hit that 2,000 vehicle rate yet over any 7 day period, and maybe not even quite getting there on a single day period, since those were not mentioned as being achieved, versus these 1,000 vehicle targets, which we have seen Tesla comment on Berlin before, and the post that seemed to have popped up on Twitter where GigaTexas employees were also celebrating that milestone. So again, not a whole lot new there, but probably tells us that they haven't hit that, you know, couple thousand milestone yet. Nevada, a couple of interesting things here. So they produced about 283,000 powertrains in the second quarter, or drivetrains. I can't remember what exactly CNBC's terminology there was, but you got to consider that that is going to, well, first of all, some of it will go to Giga Berlin, or was going to Giga Berlin for a period of time there to support them. Second, some of that's probably going to perhaps to Texas. And then you've got to consider that if we're talking about electric motors here, you're going to have two per vehicle. So it's not saying that they're making that many entire powertrains for individual vehicles. Anyway, they do say that they need to, the executive mentioned that they need to get to a steady output of 8,800 packs per week to support Fremont and maximize all-wheel drive builds. So that's a little bit of a discrepancy from the 12,000 cars per week, but that kind of shows us what the targeted mix would be between lithium iron phosphate and nickel-based packs. So standard range versus long range packs, because these 8,800 packs per week would be the long range versions. Of course, some of those are probably going to Texas as well. So tough to say exactly what the mix would be, but maybe we're at like 2/3 mix between lithium iron phosphate, standard range, and long range packs. August 22 was second best production month for Gay Nevada. This is kind of interesting because it turns out that he also mentioned that October 2021 was the first best production month. So even though that's almost a year ago, it looks like Tesla's, for whatever reason, been a little bit constrained on production there, just hasn't been able to get up to that level. And even still here in August, only the second best month compared to October 2021. But again, talking about the need to get up to that apparently new rate. And then they also mentioned they've got a new water treatment plant. He emphasized that this is a pretty big deal that should eliminate discharge of site processed water or wastewater and is going to allow for 98% water recycling and evaporation. And then they also mentioned that currently on Giga Nevada, they've got 8 megawatts of solar on the roof. So pretty exciting things there on Giga Nevada. Interesting things on the production here. This to me is the most exciting part though, the energy news that we're getting here. So a lot of it, you can see the bullets. Tesla can now produce 42 megapack batteries in a 7 day period. So I just did some extrapolating on all these figures that we're getting here. That would be 164 megawatt hours per week, or 8.5 gigawatt hours annualized. That's no downtime. So again, take out whatever percentage of that from downtime, but just to kind of contextualize it, 8.5 gigawatt hours per year, that would be $75 million per week or $3.9 billion annualized at that rate. So same comments there, no downtime. Tesla for the third quarter is on track to produce 442 megapacks. That would be $750 million in revenue and 1.7 gigawatt hours in megapack energy storage for Q3. Not all of that will probably be installed this quarter. You know, we've seen pictures of megapacks sitting at Giga Nevada, kind of waiting there for deployment later on. So it's not like I'm gonna take this number and immediately put it into my forecast for Q3 or anything like that. But as we talk about with deliveries, the true production rate's most important. Those will get installed at some point. They'll get recognized at some point. So really the production rate is the limiting factor, of course, here, just like with automotive. That would be up 85% quarter over quarter. So that means they did 239 megapacks in the second quarter. 85% quarter over quarter is insane growth for a business that hasn't presumably been quite as constrained by things like what we saw vehicles constrained by in the second quarter, which was really Shanghai. So maybe, you know, obviously some of that can impact the energy business as well, and Tesla has to decide how to allocate resources and all of those good things. But to see such phenomenal growth quarter over quarter here really emphasizes that the comments that we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks about energy really seeming like it's starting to turn on, that definitely seems to be reflected in these comments here. I mean, that's insane. Even year over year growth, I would take 85% any year, I would take that. And here we're seeing it quarter over quarter. So very exciting on that. Very exciting news on the Powerwall as well. So Giga Nevada has hit and has exceeded 6,500 Powerwalls per week. Again, putting that into more understandable terms, that's $81 million per week in Powerwall revenue, if that's on a sustained basis, $4.2 billion annualized. In terms of energy storage, it'd be 88 megawatt hours per week or 4.6 gigawatt hours annualized. So presuming that both of these things are happening at the same time, which may not be a good assumption, Tesla might do Megapacks for a week, then they might do Powerwall for a week. If both these things were happening at the same time, combining those would be about 13 gigawatt hours per year and could be, you know, $8 billion or so in annualized revenue. Again, I would expect that they're probably shifting production a little bit between the two, but both numbers are big in each individual case, regardless of whether or not they're combined. Giga Nevada in the second quarter made 37,500 Powerwalls, and they're on target to grow that 22% for Q3, which would be about 46,000. So in both cases here in Q2, that production represents about $470 million in revenue, about half a gigawatt hour in production. Again, maybe not all deployed in the second quarter. And then for Q3, that growth would suggest $575 million in revenue and about 600 megawatt hours in production. So if we do kind of the same thing in here, we combined the Megapack production and the Powerwall production, and here this is more concrete of a combination because they're saying they're on track for this number of Powerwalls, on track for this number of Megapacks for the third quarter. We're looking at about 2.3 gigawatt hours of energy storage production in the quarter in Q3 alone. That would obviously be a record for Tesla. Again, might not all get deployed in the same quarter, but good to see production here ramping up significantly. And that would be about $1.3 billion in revenue, combining those two. Again, same comments on revenue recognition. The final comment in here was on the possibility of where the new factory might be. Again, we don't have the context of what the question was verbatim, so tough to read into this too much, but it said, I have some idea on the candidates, but I don't think I'm at liberty right now to discuss those candidates because of the confidentiality around some of those things. He did offer there is an exciting future for North America and all around the Americas. So, you know, take it for what it's worth. I don't think that comment is too helpful. Again, this is at Giga Nevada, so that's kind of probably the focus of what the question would be around. Maybe it's a little bit of a hint, but perhaps not. All right, so the next thing here, also extremely exciting. Tesla has filed an application for appraisal and some property tax considerations for a project in Texas. This is going to be in Robstown. So great location choice there, Tesla. Definitely support that one. And it is going to be for a lithium refining factory. So Tesla's evaluating the possible development of a battery-grade lithium hydroxide refining facility, the first of its kind in North America, as well as facilities to support other types of battery materials processing, refining, manufacturing, and ancillary manufacturing operations in support of Tesla's sustainable product line. Tesla will process the raw ore material into usable state for battery production. The process by Tesla is innovative and designed to consume less hazardous reagents and create usable byproducts compared to the conventional process. So they're getting final battery-grade lithium hydroxide, packaging and shipping that to the rest of their factories. They say that if this site is chosen, early construction could begin in the fourth quarter of 2022, which we are only 3 weeks away from that, so that is coming up quick. And the project will reach commercial operations by the fourth quarter of 2024. Tesla does say that they are evaluating another location for a similar project in Louisiana as an alternative to this investment. I would venture to say that that's probably more of a negotiation tactic than anything. It's, you know, this is situated right by all of Tesla stuff in Austin, much closer than it would be in Louisiana, I guess. Not as close as I would maybe think on first consideration, but I would expect that this will probably end up in Texas, and this is more of a negotiation tactic by Tesla than anything else. But extremely exciting. We've heard Elon talk about how refining lithium right now is like printing money. So that's a good business to be in. Why not have Tesla enter it? Especially if they expect, you know, some commercial viability by late 2024, like they're saying here. So super exciting project. Hopefully we'll hear a little bit more from that, you know, on that from Tesla at some point. Obviously they're probably trying to keep their cards a little bit close to their vest at this point, but they do lay out the investment amounts here, and they expect the total investment for the tax years through 2024 would be $375 million. So that's a pretty serious investment, maybe not on the scale of a entire gigafactory, but you know, that's a sizable amount for this factory. I don't think there are any targets in here for actual production volumes or anything like that, but definitely going to be a significant project for Tesla if it does end up happening in Texas. So exciting to see that. Neuralink is also looking for office space in Texas as well. So, you know, more investment from all of these companies from Elon. They're working on a multi-building campus on a 37-acre property that's going to be 20 minutes away from Giga Texas. All right, last Tesla thing here. Tesla is looking to expand some of their space at Giga Berlin. We've talked actually about this before. So they're looking at a 100-hectare area there, basically for logistics purposes and things like that, maybe part storage, maybe other things in the future. But interesting detail in here, RBB is reporting on. They talk about how that some they'll have some trains bringing in materials here, but then they'll also have up to 10 trains per day to transport 250 finished Teslas per each, I believe. So, you know, if you're talking 2,500 vehicles per day, you're getting to 900,000 vehicles per year. Again, normal comments on downtime and things like that there, but just to put that in context, it's a lot of vehicles that could be coming out of there in the future. So, as is the usual case, Tesla will need to run this through the approval process. So there is going to be a meeting on this on September 29th to initiate the process of that public approval. So we'll probably learn a little bit more about it at that point. And then the last thing for today is just an update on the Twitter case. In after hours today, another 13D filing from Musk's side saying that they have learned of the Peter Zatko settlement that Twitter paid out when Zatko left the company. That was about $7 million. That was not previously disclosed to Elon's side. They are arguing that that is yet another violation of the merger agreement, Section 8.1, and they are filing for termination of the merger agreement on this basis, in addition to the couple of other filings that we have seen. So we had the first, we had the second, now we've got the third filing for termination based on new information coming to light. So again, further strengthening of Musk's case. I don't know if they'll have to argue this again to the Court of Chancery to see if this can be added, but making this filing and announcing this to Twitter today. And with that, that'll wrap it up for today. So we'll see you again on Tuesday. I'll be off on Monday, but that'll wrap it up. And I messed up my outro here. But you can find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. Make sure you're subscribed and sign up for notifications. And yeah, we'll see you again on Tuesday for, I think that'll be the September 13th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.